community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Good morning, Mike.
Now, you've been here a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because you put on the plays at Ingatestone Hall.
We do.
And you're doing this one off your own back, you just said. So it's not. Was it the Ingatestone Drama Club or Ingatestone Players you were with?
Well, I've created a spin-off. It's a bit like, you know, you get spin-off of TV series. Like,
you get
spin-off of all sorts of series and then they get their own one. I've got my own theatre group now.
Oh, really?
Pandemonium, yeah.
Oh, really?
Just about what it's like.
Pandemonium's actually doing this, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my group, Pandemonium. Well, and they're fab.
Now, you've given me... You text me yesterday and said...
I did.
I'm doing a new play. It was a very strange text because it included an 8-foot... Was it an 8-foot TARDIS?
7-foot-6-inch TARDIS we've got because we're doing a science fiction version of Shakespeare's The Tempest.
So how do you mould Shakespeare's Tempest with science fiction? How does that...
It fits really well, because if you know The Tempest, it's all about a guy who's exiled from his land.
Yeah.
So Doctor Who is exiled from his planet.
Yeah.
And he's a traveller, and this guy is a traveller across the sea. So instead, it's a traveller across space, and it fits really, really well.
Oh, it's like, because you get this a lot of times within stories, don't you? It's just echoed and with different players.
Yeah.
So it's the same, basically
it's
the same story.
So if you love Shakespeare, you'll love it, because it's the same story. But if you like science fiction, you're going to love it as well, because we've got, not only are we echoing a certain BBC series with a TARDIS in it, we've also got loads of music, and we've got dancers and things, and we've got loads of music and also little quotes and things from other science fiction, from TV and films. There might be a little bit of Star Trek in there, a little bit of Star Wars in there.
It sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's great. It's really lively and fun. So if you're a kid, it's a great spectacle, because we've got dancers, music, the TARDIS, all of that. If you're a big kid who loves sci-fi, a bit like me and some of my mates, you'll love it, because it's got so many little references to science fiction. And if you love Shakespeare, you'll love it as well, because we are purely doing the show. We are doing the actual Shakespeare play with the actual words and the actual characters. You'll love it as well.
You do a lot of plays like this, or you've done in the past a lot of plays like this, with references to occult bits and pieces or haven't you? And do you find it easier to do it's a nice twist, to be honest with you.
Oh, I like a bit of a twist.
It's a lovely twist, because it does keep your attention going.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like shows that are going to appeal to everybody. I don't want it to be like Shakespeare's really stiff and formal, because I know he wasn't like that anyway. He was the ultimate showman who would have made it really entertaining for all kinds of different people.
Yeah.
And that's what we aim to do. We want everyone to have a good time, whether you're 5 years old and you're there to see the costumes and the music, whether you're a sci-fi buff, whether you're a Shakespeare buff. We want it to appeal to everyone. And it's fab at Ingatestone Hall. You can bring a picnic. We're selling wine, of course, and we're having a great time. But I love anything with a little bit of twist, anything that's lively. One of my friends said to me yesterday that my plays are getting increasingly over the top, and I think that's a fair comment, fair comment.
Well, that's good though, isn't it? That's really good, because it keeps your
lively.
Interest.
Yeah, it's meant to be lively, it's meant to be fun, it's going to be big, and on a lovely summer day, fingers crossed, it's going to be great fun.
So this is going to be on the 13th of August.
Yep.
In the Terrace Garden, Ingatestone Hall. The open air shows 2 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And the tickets are £10 on the door.
Yeah, and if you're little, meaning a child, not physically small,
dwarf
or anything, we'll let you in for a fiver.
Oh.
Because we're nice that way.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we are nice.
Now, I know you do get a lot of people coming to your plays, because they like the way it's the original play, but done differently.
Done differently, yeah.
Are you looking for a packed house with this?
We're expecting it to be busy, yeah. We've had a lot of people phoning already and saying, oh, can we reserve tickets? And I'm just saying, don't stress yourself out, because if you've ever seen the gardens in Ingatestone Hall, they're pretty massive.
Yeah, they are huge,
So we can fit in anyone who wants to come. And if you want to bring a picnic and you fancy, instead of sitting on chairs, you want to sit on a blanket with your family and get your picnic basket out, that's fine. Equally, we can provide chairs for those that like them. We've got loads of chairs. So basically, that's why we're just saying turn up on the door, because we haven't got any worries. We're not going to turn anyone away.
This is a lovely twist to an open air concert. And you were saying when you first come in that that you've got you've got a TARDIS behind your sofa.
That's our big set piece. We've got a 7-foot-6-inch TARDIS been built for this. It's fabulous. It looks really great.
So this isn't a cardboard cutout TARDIS.
No, it is. I can bore you with what it's made of if you want.
Go on,
it's made of 6mm plywood.
is it?
Your shows are so exciting, aren't they?
This is huge.
It's huge. 7'6". It's marvellous. And it's got the blue flashing light on top, and it's got the police box, and you can open the doors, and it's going to be great. We've also got K9, you know.
Oh, really?
K9, yeah, and his ears are flashing, and his eyes flash, and he's a great actor for a dog.
Now, the TARDIS... tell me it wasn't built in your front room, because you're not going to get this out the door.
I'd better give a couple of plugs. I mean, one plug is for Salisbury Drama Group, who built this TARDIS for their own show.
All right.
And it's been transported from Andover, has. And also another plug I should give is to our beautiful dancers, who are going to be there as well, from the Studio Dance School in Romford, which is a really good dance school, really established. And they're going to be dancing around. So not only is this fab TARDIS to look at, we've got these wonderful dancers dancing to the music and everything. It's going to be great.
It sounds like a fun... Is it a live band that you got backing you, or is it all recorded music?
No, we go for the laptop and the recording.
Okay. That's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. So once again, this is the 13th of August, Terrace Garden at the Ingatestone Hall, which is CM49NS, just in case you want to put that in your sat-nav. It's an open-air concert. So no shows at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. The tickets are £10 on the door. The drinks are on sale and picnics welcome as well. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this on the website, and you watch, you'll be inundated. Thousands of people. Lisa, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You're always a fun person to sit and have a chat. If you want to come back in again and give it another plug nearer the time, please feel free to do so. Just give me a text.
I might do that.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.